Well, it's here. It's not live, but it's here. That's here. It's here. It's the news, according to me. Got the old man morning cough going on. It is Wednesday, September 17th, and we are not live. I was going to have a live show today. Time has slipped away from me this morning. I didn't get up very early. Could have gotten up earlier. It's just the whole thing with the dogs, and it always depends on how early the wife gets up. Still with how that all works out. I don't want to get in her way. She doesn't want me to get in her way. I'm always in the way. So it's 8:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. And I have to go back to work in a couple of days. It's kind of bothering me right now. I'm kind of starting to feel the pressure. I have quite a few things I want to play today, video-wise. That's the other thing is I was also working on clips and stuff, and I was trying to put some show prep together, and it was that always takes much more time than I planned. I thought about doing something on Rumble Live, or possibly in Podbean and Rumble Live. I was going to do it from the worldwide headquarters. I could have done it here from the home studio, but with the dogs here, you just never know what kind of thing's going to pop up and happen. I'm expecting a package or two today, and that usually causes them to go flipping out, barking like crazy, which is, you know, difficult. It's just difficult. So, in the meantime, I got my chai here with me. My standard chai, my big train chai with almond joy creamer. I also have my delicious homemade sweet peach tea. The peach did not come through that well on this one. I don't know what the deal was there. It's not as peachy as normal, but it is good sweet tea. We have quite a few audio things I want to play today. One of the things I want to talk about, is some of the things that the left is still saying. They're not getting away with it at this point. They initially thought they were going to get away with this, apparently, because they were coming out with all these ideas that this guy was a right-wing nut. He was so far right-wing that Charlie Kirk wasn't right-wing enough, so he was going to kill him because he didn't like the fact that he wasn't right-wing enough. Which is another just the left plays this kind of thing with narratives all the time, and we start digging into the background, start digging into the things and the motivation. We just don't understand the motivation behind what this guy did. We don't understand what's going on here. They do this kind of stuff all the time, where they just don't understand. Now, if it's a right wing, anybody close to a right wing, they're very quick to want to do that. Because they need more right-wing violence. Because all they have right now is January 6th. And of course, they made that out to be something that it wasn't as well. But the very first one I want to play here is, I can't remember this gal's name. She has kind of a weird name. I can't, pronunciation-wise, it's just, I can't have a hard time pronouncing it. And I'm just going to let her speak for herself. Now, most of my show prep today is brought to you by Larry with Larry O'Connell. It's his YouTube channel. He had a lot of good clips on yesterday, and I've recorded some of those. I've also got some other things I put together from Sky News Australia and some other places. So it's most of the things I get are off of other clips of other people. Other channels, and I try to give them credit when I do that kind of thing. I greatly appreciate them getting my show prep ready for me. I'm just one guy with a microphone. And by the way, if you'd like to call the show or text the show, make a comment, make a thought. If you have a thought about what I think, you can call 812-379 8778. Call or text, or you can go to google.com/voice and put that number in, and it will, you can also leave a message or text message via that as well. I may or may not play that on the show, but I may read the text or whatever on the show as well, but I also might just answer the question, or if you have a suggestion on something, I may or may not talk about it on the show. Or if you have a correction or something like that, that's fine too. I have a lot to get into today, so it's just, she's going to kind of jump right into this whole thing. 812-379-8778. Please, if you are so inclined, feel free. I have, first thing I want to play is this audio. This is actually on my phone. I'm going to try to play this without being too disturbing. One of the phenomena that's happening right now is that there are a lot of people who were, I would say, center left independents, who were leaning left and realized that they didn't even realize they were leaning so far left. There are a lot of people who were atheists and people who said they didn't believe in God at all, who have, this has completely shaken their hearts. And one fine young man was wearing a suit. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to play this. I didn't even have this planned. I'm going to try to find this because his clip has gone viral, and it's finding its way to several other places. He was on Trish Regan. This was a short. Let's see if I can find this. It was yesterday. Already watched a lot of shorts today. It's not. I don't think I'm gonna find it there. This stuff was on yesterday's stuff. It's got to be here somewhere. Yeah, if I have to go to Trish's channel, I can do that as well. But see if I can find this real quickly. It's just worth listening to. This kid. It's good stuff. Where'd it go? Come on now. There it is. I want to mute myself while I listen to this.
Guys, this is beautiful. You need to watch all of it.
I don't come from any kind of money, and I've never owned a suit before. My wife, she bought me this suit. Our anniversary's coming up, and we have a nice anniversary plan, you know. We make a little bit of money now, and I'm proud to say that, because that's certainly not where either one of us comes from. And I feel good in this suit, man. And I just want my wife to know she made me feel good. It's a $300 suit. I ain't never had nothing like this before in my life. And I tell you what, okay, video flip here, so I'm going to lose some of you. I didn't know Charlie Kirk, never met that guy before in my life. And something else that I've never done before in my life is believe in God. I'm going to wear this suit to church. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to try to be a better father, husband, and leader for my family. They deserve that. My phone fell down. I guess that's the devil trying to mess me up right now. I'm gonna try, y'all. Look at this suit. I look good, bro.
You do, child.
I'm so proud of that guy.
God bless him. Just bless him, bless him. Anyway, that's just one. I could spend all day playing clips like that. And for every clip you see, there's probably, who knows, hundreds more who just are having that same effect and they're not posting it on social media. My understanding is this last Sunday, there were a lot of churches that were full. A lot of people were standing in line to get into churches that never have lines. This is the quiet effect that the media is not talking about. This thing has been escalating on the left for a long time. Their rhetoric, their hyperbole, their attempt to scare Americans away from Trump and to scare them into voting for their candidate has led to some very unhinged, deranged, mentally unstable individuals to be escalated into this idea that it's okay to shoot your political opponents. They need to be dead. They need to be gone. They need to be unalived, as they say now on YouTube, because you can't say the words. You can't say certain words or get demonetized now on social media. I do not care because I'm not monetized. I don't care. I'll say the words because monetization is not something I'm motivated or manipulated by. Charlie Kirk was killed. He was assassinated. He was murdered in cold blood. I can say all those things because that's the truth, and I don't care about monetization. Or those on the left, left-wing media, who are scared to death about what's going on here with what's happening on the right, the movement that they're seeing. They're not even wanting to see it. There are still people who are blatantly coming out and saying, let me get back to this whole thing about wacko crazies on the left. Because we're going to talk about a poll here in just a little bit, but Larry O'Connor pointed out, we're going to bring that up in a little bit, about how people on the left are okay with violence. Now, of course, what amazes me is they're still saying this guy was he's one of their own. He's a right winger. He's a right winger. He's a MAGA guy. Killed Charlie Kirk. Well, then why is it that we don't see people on the right? There's not a single person I can find on anywhere on any social media who are dancing around and happy about the fact that Charlie Kirk was killed. Where are these wacky right wing, you know, extreme right wing MAGA people who are happy about Charlie Kirk being killed? It's people on the left who are cheering this guy on, saying, "We got him." Who is we? And do these people know that they're cheering on someone from a MAGA guy? Do they know that? If so, why are they cheering him on? Some of them think it's fun. Oh, that's funny. Oh, one of his own got him. He wanted violence. He never wanted violence. And tomorrow's show is going to be debunking a lot of things that they're saying that Charlie stood for, that he didn't stand for. They're all the misquotes, all the taken out of context statements that they're making about Charlie. And I want to debunk some of those things.
hope I didn't lose. Oh, it's still there. I do want to play this. This is this was on CNN, I believe. Not positive where this was on. I think this is another. This is a response. I don't know how do you pronounce this guy's name? Nick Freitas? How do you pronounce his name? This is a guy. Let me see if I can play this one. This is pretty good. I think I can play this. Let's give this a shot. See what happens here.
Learn something.
Here we go.
So yeah, it's been a while since I recorded one of these videos. About 2 days ago, I saw a man get shot for defending his political ideas. And I think we've crossed, I think a line has been crossed now. As some of you know, I've like been on the left most of my life, but recently, over the past few months, I've been, well, ever since Trump got elected again, I decided that I needed to understand why half of the country, half of the people in the U.S. decided to vote for Trump again, even though he had already lost, and they decided to vote for him again. And I felt like I needed to understand that, because being on the left, one thing that happens is cancel culture. And now I realize how wrong cancel culture was. Cancel culture was basically made so you would not see anything or hear anything from the other side. And now I realize what a big problem it was. But at the time, cancel culture seemed like the right thing to do. Like if someone says something you disagree with, you should cancel them, get them fired, stop them from talking, you know, do not give them a platform. But today, after I saw, you know, 2 days ago, after I saw a man get shot for words that he spoke, I realized how important it is for us to defend free speech, because seeing what's happening in the UK, where you can be arrested for saying something the government doesn't like, I can basically see the issues with, like, that the right has always talked about that I didn't see were issues, because like they were always defending free speech, and I was like, I also thought, like, no, like, there's the difference between free speech and hate speech, and that's what they would use to cancel these people on the right. And I realized that for the left, which is where I was for most of my life, hate speech is any speech that they do not like. And free speech, there's actually a phrase that it's a famous quote by some philosopher that says that free speech is actually something like this. Free speech is actually the right, or like, it's for you to defend the right of the speech that you actually disagree with. So yeah,
that is absolutely what it is. Free speech is the speech you don't want. You know, you fight for the right for someone else to say something you don't like. It's quite simple. You have the right to say wacky, crazy things. You can't incite violence. You can't threaten violence. Sometimes it's confused. Some people on the right, in fact, President Trump the other day said something about hate speech, and what he really meant to say, I think what he's really referring to when he said hate speech was inciting violence. And Pam Bondi said something about, we're going to go after these people, you know, as well for hate speech. They're inciting violence. They're threatening to kill people. They're casting threats, which are death threats. That you can't do that. That's you can. Don't get me wrong. You can say it. It's illegal. It's illegal to threaten someone with the threat of death without consequences. There's laws against, you know, there's laws about doing that kind of thing. Say it all you want, but you're liable to get arrested for it. For the threat, not for the speech. That makes sense. So this guy, he's on a journey. This guy's also another one. definitely waking up to the issues on the left. The culture of death and violence, and ironically, it is the people on the left who are crying, they're anti-fascists. So they use fascistic techniques, forcing people to believe their way, or you get canceled or killed, or threatened. That's fascism. And, but it's democratic fascism. It's kind of like democratic socialism. It's not communism, it's democratic socialism. This is democratic fascism. Yeah.
Batya explains it for all of you.
Here's the other one.
There's a lot of calls for unity now. I love calls for unity. There's also people saying there are both sides are to blame. This is a problem of political violence on both sides. I want to just explain briefly why this is so offensive to people on the right to hear right now. It's because it is not true. It is asking them to bear the burden of the guilt that harmed them before Charlie's body has even been buried. They are being asked to assume half of the guilt for a crime committed against their side, the likes of which there just is no parallel from right-wing violence to left. Has one Democrat come out and said, I apologize for calling Trump Hitler?
No.
Has one Democrat come out and said, I apologize for calling Charlie Kirk, hateful or spreading hate speech? Has one Democrat come out and said, I regret saying that the right are all fascists and Nazis? No. So I want to take this arm that's being held out to me in unity. But, you can ask for unity instead of revenge, and you should. You cannot ask for unity at the price of the truth. And I am being asked, in order to take that hand, to co-sign a lie that there is no guilt at the upper echelons of the Democratic Party, which
I
brings
have
me
never
back
said
to those
any
two
of those
young
things.
Men you started with.
Geraldo, you get
that's
the last
Geraldo.
You can't apologize.
Geraldo gets to jump in there.
It. But what about AOC who said it? And what about Kamala Harris who said it? And what about...
I just want to say real quickly here, Geraldo jumps in there with this, he gets defensive enough to actually speak over her. That's typically the case when someone is feeling guilty. Not always. But he's defending himself. He's jumping in there before she's made her complete point. Now, it wasn't a correction in terms of her saying something wrong. She never mentioned his name. She never even implied it was him. I don't know what happened before this. I didn't listen to the whole thing. But all of a sudden, Geraldo takes offense for it. He takes up defense, I guess I should say defense, against whatever it is she's talking about here. And he feels like he's getting a finger pointed at him. And normally, when you're not... a part of it. She's talking about the left. She's talking about Democrats. And of course, Geraldo was supposedly not a Democrat. He is now. Very, very obviously now. He's... anyway, Geraldo's a wacko. I'm surprised he's on any show at all. This is on News Nation, by the way. We'll continue on with it, what she has to say here. I think it's important.
Biden who said it, and what about Chris Murphy who said it? What about Gavin Newsom who said we're going to punch them in the face a week ago? Where's the apology? When Donald Trump says something and it leads, God forbid, to an assassination of a huge figure, then I will apologize. Then that will be the time to ask me for the apology. But right now, the greatest avatar on the right was murdered in cold blood because he told his family the exact same things that every major Democrat says on the regular. That's where the guilt is.
That's right.
And the fact that they are celebrating what happened to him is even more poignant. And I think, as I said yesterday, the lack of response from politicians on the left is deafening in what they're actually saying here. Because you know behind the scenes they are glad this guy's gone. You know they are. But they can't. They can't. But even if they came out right now and said, "I want to formally admit, or I want to formally express my condolences to the Charlie Kirk family," I don't believe you. You don't give a damn about his family, and don't tell us you do. There's some other things that were have been said here. I'm gonna get on to some of these clips about Larry O'Connor. Yeah, I said it right the first time. Here's some polls. This is one of the things that Larry talks about here. I think it's I'm scrubbing through his video real quick here to try to get some of these things in order here. This is Abby Phillips on her little CNN show. And she has this guy on. I don't know what this guy's name is. And they're all upset because Vance echoes Trump blames lunatic left for Kirk's death. So do they want, they claim that there's a lunatic right. And Trump even admits there's a lunatic right. They can't admit that there's a lunatic right because it's just everybody's a lunatic on the left. Is that what they're saying? They're offended by it because they're included in that group. I don't. You're saying there's no. If I were them, I would say, yeah, he was a lunatic. Guy was a lunatic. Might have been on the left, but he was a lunatic. He's not one of us. Not disowning him, nothing. They're defending him. They're trying to say he's not one of them. He's a right winger. He's a right winger. And we'll get into that a little bit here. We'll talk about that. The whole thing with Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think I've played that clip yet. I should have played that at the very beginning, actually. Maybe I will play it now. I'm going to play this clip now because it's important that we hear this. Where are we at here? So, oh boy. Show prep files? No, sound bites. Where's sound bites? There we are. Sound bites. What did I do with that? Tell me I didn't lose that. This is Kimmel. Let me see if G-H-I-J. Okay, where's Kimmel? I don't see Kimmel on here anywhere. Oh, audio files. There we go. That's why it's not there. Now here's Kimmel. I'll play this. This is Jimmy Kimmel. Is how he opened his show. He made a couple comments here. We're going to talk about this and how just ridiculous what he says here.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
As anything but one of them. Really? That's what you're going to stay with there, Jimmy. Jimmy Kimmel's going to say that this is anything but one of them. So this was a right-winger guy. They're still saying this is Jimmy Kimmel saying this. Not just some wacko podcaster, gamer out there saying it. This is Jimmy Kimmel saying this. By the way, it's not funny. I don't know if they have a laugh track behind it. I don't know how they get people to laugh at this kind of thing. How are they entertained by this even? I don't understand. Here's something else he said. Now, this is his discussion here is from a president who considered Charlie Kirk one of his extended family. He's treated him like a son, supposedly. I don't know how that works, but it's He was very fond of Charlie. Charlie was one of the biggest reasons he got, was one of the reasons Trump got reelected here. Let's listen to this. This is another clip from.
This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, okay?
That's not funny. This is not funny. You're not a comedian now anymore, Jimmy. What's funny about that? I don't understand why people are laughing at that. That should have went over like a lead balloon. I don't know why people are laughing. Other than the fact that they don't like Trump, so that's where that goes. I want to play this thing about the polls. Here's some. This is part of this whole thing with this guy that brings up some of these polls, and then Larry talks about it again a bit later in the show. We've got a couple things we're going to play in the midst of this. Here is this fellow that Abby Phillips
being
she's talking
the
to.
The left, them being his political opponents. That actually, I think, is surprising to a lot of Americans because that's not typically what you would expect to hear from the White House.
Well, let's talk about some polling that he used to justify those comments before he made them on TV. YouGov came out with a poll 3 days ago.
Now, the comments that they're talking about is President Trump came out with a wacky lunatic left. And she's complaining about the rhetoric, that the rhetoric is not unifying and all this stuff. And it's okay. But
talking about how each side feels about violence and support of political deaths. Liberals, 16% believe it's okay to feel joy when your political opponent is killed. Liberals,
16% joy when your political opponent's killed. Pretty sure he said 16%. I don't think he said 60%. It might have been 60%, but I think it was 60%.
Very liberals, 24%. Conservatives, 4%. Very conservatives, 3%. Justifying violence. Very liberal people have 25% answered, yes, it's okay. You justified that they should do violence against your political opponents. Liberals, 17%. Conservatives, 8%. And very conservatives, 3%. That means it is 6-1 times more likely in respondents to this poll on the left. Now, I'm not saying there's exclusivity on the left. I'm not saying that. But there is certainly a problem where six times the amount of Republicans believe that it's okay to feel joy when your
I think you meant Democrats there.
Political opponent is killed, murdered, whatever, attacked, and that 6-1 believe that they are okay in justifying violence against political opponents. That's a problem.
Abby is squirming in her chair at this point, and all the other people are looking at him like, what are we going to say to this? Because you know everybody sitting around this table. I recognize them. I can't remember their names. One of them's a professor. Like he was trying to run for president on the Green Party.
That's a cancer within the movement.
That is a problem, but I think the question is.
That is a problem, but I think the question is, but nothing, period. Again. End of sentence. Make it a full statement. That is concerning, period. Next subject. If you want to talk about something else, that's fine. Move on. There's so many people who will say this kind of thing, and then they go, but. There's no but. Make it a complete sentence and be done with it.
Does it justify him promising there, and you heard Stephen Miller doing the same, that they would use the state to go after Democratic organizations and institutions purportedly who are organizing this crime.
Antifa. They're talking about going after Antifa. Antifa, whatever you want to call them. Is that a Democratic organization? Apparently it is now. Christopher Wray said it was just an ideology. It's not an organization, it's just an ideology. Well, pretty much isn't that any organization based on an ideology? So bring any organization together typically is an ideology. They may not have an LLC, they are very well organized and very well funded by certain individuals. And that's what Trump is talking about going after. The feeding of this ideology and the people behind it and the people who are feeding it with funds and organizing the people, they're the ones who are at the head of this thing. I won't mention any names, but in an open society, we have people like this.
But they're, without providing any evidence that they are.
He's not in the court of law. He's not a lawyer. He's just bringing up the statement and saying, this is what we're going to do. He's not going to bring out evidence. He's being asked a question, I think, on the side. I think is he going to an airplane or he's going golf? I don't know. He's out golfing or he's like going from one place to another, answering people's questions, which is something you hardly ever saw Joe Biden do. Unless he was on his way down to the pavement as he was falling off his bicycle. Trump is out there answering his questions by reporters, and he's making these comments. He's going to present it, well, glad you asked the question. I'm going to pull these charts here and show you all the evidence I have about making this statement I'm about to make, that there's wackos on the left that we're going to go after.
I'm not going to use the federal government to go after someone criminally or have any type of criminal liability on someone unless they're doing what he specifically mentioned, organizing riots, doxing people so that these crazy 16% of liberals, 24% of very liberal people can get their information on where they live and show.
Is it a crime to dox somebody?
It should be.
If that doxing leads to someone's death, yes, that is a crime that you have participated in. Yes, there are crimes on the books where you've exposed someone's security. Yes, it is. And of course, yes. But this is why CNN and MSM, this is why some media companies are so adamant about not exposing someone's. And when they do it, they get in big trouble. Even accidentally.
But it's not.
If you're encouraging people to do violence, and then you're giving them the home address of that person, I think if that's not a crime, maybe it is in some state, maybe it's not.
Look,
it
should be. I've been doxxed. I know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. But
I'm a victim. Look at me. I'm a victim. I've been doxxed.
So remember, I'm old enough to remember.
I don't know who's going after Abby. Who's going after this lady?
I've been doxxed.
It used to be you had your name and an address in a phone book. Is that doxing? You look up your name and phone number, and a lot of times your address was in there.
Happens pretty much on a weekly basis when a Democratic appointed judge rules against Trump and his allies. That person's face, their family, sometimes their address is posted online by the president's allies.
And how many of them are threatened or killed? How often you should see the smirk on what's her name's face here. This lady who used to be supposedly called herself a Republican at one time. I think she might have been a Republican for like 5 minutes, and she still claims to this day I used to be a Republican. She's on The View, I think. I don't know what.
Do you notice how she immediately pivots and
this goes on to Larry? I like the way Larry does his stuff here. This is the next thing I want to play here is how we keep getting told it's all rhetoric from the left, from the right. It's all Trump's fault. He needs to tone it down. This is why this is happening. It's all Trump's fault. You need to comply with the left. Comply. You just need to be nice to us, and then we won't kill you. It's kind of like a mafia coming in and saying, if you pay me $200 a month, we won't. We'll give you some protection. If you don't pay for it, we can't offer you any protection. You might get robbed. You're paying the thief. Rather than them coming in and robbing you, they're asking you to just give them some money to protect you from being robbed. In other words, you're being robbed without the robbery. You're just paying them ahead of time. You're paying them in installments. It's a racket. That's a good way to do it. This is just a good way to. So, what's the story? I think I told a story about this guy who was. He had a restaurant or something, some kind of a storefront. This guy came around and cleaned his windows, and he wanted to charge him $50 or whatever. And the guy said, no, I'll clean my own windows. I'm not going to pay you. Came around the next week. And of course, then I think a day later, his windows were smashed in. Cost him all kinds of money to get it fixed. Next week, this guy comes around, cleans his windows again. He says, no, I'm not going to clean my windows. And then, again, the windows are smashed in again. I can't remember how the story ends. Like, it seems like the guy pushed back somehow. The next time the guy shows up to clean the windows, there's like several other people, several other like big guys standing around. To make sure that he lets him clean his windows. Because he tries to stop him from cleaning the windows. The guy comes out. I can't remember what that story is like. I'd have to find that story. See how it ends. I can't remember which way it ends up going. But it wasn't because this is the kind of thing we're talking about here. Well, if you guys need to tamp down your rate. You guys need to hold yourself accountable. You need to stop talking so mean to us about us. Don't call us crazy or we're going to hurt you. Yeah, you can't reason with a crazy person. Let me tell you that right now. You can't do it. Well, I'm going to go on to this. The next thing here is this thing. This is Joe Biden. Where is this place? 2022. Trump's kind of scrubbed through this whole thing to find it. 2244. There it is right there. Let's go on from here. This is Joe Biden talking about his. There was nothing had happened. No big events other than January 6th. When Joe Biden first got into office, he comes out in front of Marines, makes this statement. It's with this weird Soviet Union kind of blood red screen thing going on behind him. And so the whole thing was kind of freaky. He came out and made this speech. And it was just the weirdest thing. But listen how the great unifier, Joe Biden, comes out and talks about the MAGA crowd, which is anybody who votes for Donald Trump, basically. He's a MAGA crowd. He's trying to vilify these radical MAGA people to the point where people don't want to associate with them. Oh, look how bad these people are. Don't associate yourself with them. And so that's what he's trying to do here. But this is not what he gets away with. But here he goes.
From the president.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
It's a threat to this country. It's a threat.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. You know, things like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, Fifth Amendment. We don't respect any of that stuff. No, we want to tear it up and throw it away. We don't want to take it literally. We don't, you know. We think it's a living document that can be changed anytime we want. It's just kind of grow. It kind of changes it over time, according to what the people want. No, I don't think so.
They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
Rule of law and the will of the people. Two different things. The will of the people. If it's the will of the people on the left... let's go back to that poll again. They think it's okay. The will of those people think it's okay. By the way, over 50%, we're going to talk about this. Larry talks about this in a little bit, about the poll thing. But a lot of people on the Democrat side, more than half, think it's okay to be violent over political speech. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards.
MAGA forces. This is the boogeyman. We always hear about the straw man, the boogeyman. This is the boogie straw man. Straw boogeyman. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie, 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 yeah.
Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose.
No. Yeah. Like choose vaccines. Is that one of the things? No right to choose what? What are you talking about? No right to choose what, Joe? Be specific here.
No right to privacy.
No right to privacy. No right to privacy.
No right to contraception. No right to marry.
No right to contraception. He's adjusting his tire. This is a huge tell when you're doing a formal speech like this, when you grab your tie and start to try to straighten it. That body language right there is a huge, huge deal. Now, of course, he's got this scowl on his face the whole time he's doing this speech. He's got this scowl on his face. Acts like he's mad at somebody. He's chewing somebody out.
Who you love?
Yeah,
you can't believe him. He has this believe me thing going on. You can tell he's portraying all this. He's just an empty suit in the middle of this whole thing. But anyway. Next video, we're getting low on time here. This is where Larry goes into this whole thing about the polls, and he does it better than I can do it. So I'm just going to let him go through this whole thing. I think it starts right here. Let's just go from here. He's talking about these polls.
Then does yesterday to explore the deeply concerning pattern of violent political rhetoric, especially coming from the right, they brought on none other than Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut. And here's what he had to say yesterday. And then we'll show you what he had to say last week, literally the day before Charlie Kirk was murdered.
This is the CNN.
Stephen Miller, in particular, who has been very forward-leaning about the fact that they want to go after political enemies because of this. Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, posted this. Pay attention. Something dark might be coming.
This is right after Charlie's death. Pay attention. Something dark might be coming. I think Charlie's death was dark. How about that? Charlie's death wasn't dark. He's trying to say, hey, wait a minute. Calm down the celebration, folks. Something dark might be coming. I know you're happy today about Charlie Kirk's death, but something dark might be coming. They might be using this to come after us. I think, who's coming after who here?
The murder of Charlie Kirk could have united Americans to confront political violence. Instead, Trump and his anti-democratic radicals look to be readying a campaign to destroy dissent. And what are we talking about here, Manu? We're talking about if you look really anywhere on any of your social media platforms, you are going to see examples of conservatives making lists.
Like we're in a war right now to save this country.
This is the day before. This is the same guy. This is on a show. And this is what he says the day before. This is a video of him on a video podcast. This is what he says the day before Charlie's death.
He reading a campaign to destroy dissent. And what are we talking about here, Manu? We're talking about if you look really anywhere on any of your social media platforms, you are going to see examples of conservatives making lists.
Like we're in a war right now to save this country. And so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order.
We're in a war and you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary. Short of what? Nothing. He didn't say short of anything. Short of killing someone. No, he didn't say that. We're in a war right now, and you have to be willing to do what is necessary. He makes a complete statement there.
Yeah.
To save the country. To save the country.
Do whatever's necessary.
You're a hero.
Win that war, and the next day, Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Here is... somehow I missed the polls. I know what it was. What is that? 5205. Where are we at here? This is this Destiny guy. He makes some comments. This guy named Destiny. I can't remember what his actual real name is. He's some kind of gamer guy that's making comments. And he makes this one statement. I think it kind of sums up everything. You can tell what this guy's about. He was on a show. He's on a panel of some kind with a bunch of other people. And he was it's so laden with cuss words. And I'm not even going to try to play it. I have to bleep half of it out. He's on this panel. He's talking about things, and he's talking about how this guy was one of them. He was one of theirs, and the gun. Of course, the one person says that, you know, the bullet that was shot, you know, that killed Charlie Kirk had, you know, even had written, you know, all the things that had written on his gun, on his bullets. This guy makes the comment, that's not even the bullet that killed him. All the other bullets, that's, so the bullet that did kill him said, I love you, Charlie, on it. The bullet that did kill him said, I'm a MAGA guy. I love Trump. I'm doing this for you, Donald. Is that what the one bullet that he had in his gun that he used to kill Charlie? Everything else was catch this fascist, all this kind of what? This guy took some time to do this. Supposedly he made this decision a week ahead of time. Folks, when I started hearing about all the things this guy had planned, everything that had happened here with the killing of Charlie. He either spent an intense week of planning to get this done, because he changed clothes. He did all this stuff. He had these bullets that were engraved. And maybe he has his own laser engraver to do this kind of stuff. I don't know. Even then, it takes some time to, you know, put this stuff together, do it. I've done some laser engraving. It's just not, you know, you just... I don't know. This was planned. Wait, this is premeditation. At any point, you should have this thing and you're going through your head. When you start to engrave things on a bullet, you should step back and think about some stuff here. It's time to kind of take some pause here and think about what you're doing. What are you doing? And this guy he went to his arraignment yesterday. I believe that's what it's called. Because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I don't know what those things are called. But he went to court yesterday. This guy's proud of what he did. He thinks he's a hero. I hope, you know, if he showed any remorse whatsoever, I would be concerned about the outcome of this whole thing. But this is where, and I may be wrong, my opinion is, put him down. That's just where I go with that. I know it's not God's will that anyone should perish. It's not God's will that anyone should not come to him, and I know that he longs for this guy's salvation. But I also know that that sometimes it just justice demands certain things. I think that's all the. Let's listen to what this guy has to say. This is Larry. I don't want to try to clip this enough to where you don't have to listen to too much of it. But this is this Destiny guy. This is what he has to say
about conservatives in the public square.
Flesh out the crime statistics.
Not exactly like
you need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events, so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature.
There you go.
You need conservatives to be afraid when they go to events, so they look to their leaders to turn down the rhetoric, turn down the temperature. Again, this comes back to this whole mafia pay for protection kind of attitude that they have. This is pathetic. It is sick in the head kind of pathetic. There is some serious mental issues this guy has. And I don't know how else to explain it. I'm not a doctor. But I know this guy's not right in the head. I don't know how to fix him. But I can sure tell I would not want him to be my neighbor. Just saying. My dog just tried to snore a little bit, I think. So, folks, this is where we're at. This is where we are. And I don't know. How we move forward. As a nation, something that happened that should have, that should be uniting the country, and I think it is. I think what the left is concerned about is that this is uniting the country in a way that they can't stand. Now, I believe that Charlie's assassination is going to probably be politicized in the 2026 midterms. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be used. However, at the same time, I think it is going to have an effect, regardless of how it's used. It's going to have an effect on the 2026 elections. I think that there are Democrats today, traditional Democrats, the people who are, I would call, traditional liberals, who are almost embarrassed and ashamed of what the party has become. Their motivation to vote for these people who are now not coming out and condemning what this guy did. Excuse me, where's Chuck Schumer's condemnation? You know, it's one thing to express condolences. There should be a swift and sure and loud condemnation from the left. No, it's what it wasn't one of ours. All they want to do is say it wasn't one of ours. The whole time while celebrating what he did. The hypocrisy it's unnerving, is what it is. Folks, my hour is up. I was hoping to have a few more things to say. I know that faith in our government is hopefully being shaken, and we will turn our faith to where it belongs. In the meantime, folks, let me know what you think. Let me know how this thing has affected your life. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for putting up with my opinions, folks. God bless. Have a great rest of your day. I will be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and picked on nice. See ya.